for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
First service of the Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is August the 31st, 2000. Okay, now we're going to have the rest of the, what does Paul Henry say?
Right.
Amen. Amen. Brother Ronnie Bazier.
Praise the Lord.
I've been down to his place a time or two, and I don't know if I messed it up or if he comes up here to mess things up, something, I don't know.
They're still standing.
Oh, still? Okay, well,
praise the Lord.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, I'm liable to run into those things, brother. Hallelujah. How many of you are blessed tonight? I told him if he talked long, I said equal time belongs to the preacher. Open your Bibles, please, with me tonight to the book of Hebrews. Folks, if Jesus thirst and he been broken, he also covered us. I said he also covered us.
Amen.
I want to inject in your mind for just a few moments tonight about a holy flow, because we are a holy people. If you don't know who you are, ask your neighbor, says, who do you think that I am? Jesus asked the familiar question, who do they say that I am? Some say you are the prophet, or some say you are John the Baptist. Some say Elijah. But he said, who do you say that I am? And who do you say that God is in your life tonight? Look at your neighbor and says, I'm holy. I'm blameless. And unreprovable. In His sight. Hebrews 10:19 says, having boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He had consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say His flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Now turn to Ezekiel 47. I want to speak to you on the subject of a holy flow. Four types of people mentioned in Scripture are four types of company: the ankle company, the knee company, the loins company, and the river company. However you want to state it, doesn't matter to me. Four is the number of creation in Scripture. God has always had a people, and He will continue to have a people who are called by His name. And the Scripture declares in our ears, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. There was water coming in Ezekiel 47.
You're not turned on, man.
I'm not.
You're loud, but you're not on.
You're
loud.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Is that on? All right. We'll just pick up from there. Ezekiel 47, verse 1 says, after He brought me again unto the door of the house, how many of you know that Jesus is that door tonight? And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. How many of you know He's returning from that position? Well, the forefront of the house stood towards the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house of the south side of the altar. How many of you know that there's a whole lot of folks today trying to get right? The Bible declares that tonight that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. And therefore that means if we are covered by the blood and we are His beloved, we are His sons of God, Therefore, in that point in time, we must realize it is not if we act right or if we do things right, but it's because that we're in Him and He was in the bosom of the Father from the beginning and He saw you and He saw me. And because He saw us, He looked at the Father and He said, Father, look at what we have. We have created man in our image. How many of you know God the Father wasn't by Himself? Jesus was there and the Holy Ghost was waiting to come. But this is the time and period that He has come and He lives in you and He lives in me. And you never get good enough. You never do right things. All you got to do is abide in the Father. And the Father said, for the Son abided in Him. And therefore He makes His abode and we are one. Folks, do you believe in oneness? Brother John says this all the time. Yes, I do, but most folks don't think so. So may I suggest to you tonight, from the water that's rising from the threshold, that a threshold of your life is something that you and I must cross.
Yeah.
And the first position, I don't have time to go through all the scriptures tonight because they didn't give me much time, you see. So I'm going to do the best I can. And so the ankle speaks of a people who are getting into the water or into the spirit flow of God, and they are still very mobile in what they're doing because the water is only up to the ankle. And the ankle, of course, is a very important part of the body. For without the ankle and the feet, we could not stand. For the Bible says to stand boldly in the presence of God. Because we enter boldly by the blood of Jesus Christ. You don't enter by doctrine. You don't enter by any other name. But you enter by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And so therefore, even in the ankle, we can even get down. And like a little child, we come into the presence of God. And like a little child, we get down into the water. And we can just wade in the water. And even feels good when somebody splashes something on you. And that part of the Word of God speaks of the washing of the Word of God. Brethren, may I suggest to you, you can get washed ankle deep in the Word of God tonight. But that's not where God wants you to stop. Because the Bible continues to declare that there was a knee company. Hello? But let me back up just a minute. The ankle company are your praisers and shouters. They speak of a people who have entered in to the outer courts of God. And some folks want to burn till they yearn. Hallelujah, come on. Some folks want to go back to the barbecue pit and the brazen altars and a continuous flow of washing. But brethren, may I suggest to you tonight, the brazen altar, the labor of God was filled with the tears of Jesus. He not only said, I thirst, He stood at the gates of Jerusalem and the Bible said, He wept. Who did He weep for? He wept for you and He wept for me. Who did He have in mind? He had you in mind all along, all the way to the cross, all the way to Golgotha. He had you and I in mind. Of course, the devil was having a party. And much like the church today, my God's bigger than your God. My God's bigger than yours. I like traveling, and most of the time, people ask me, what do you believe? I said, I don't know if you want to know that. What do you believe about the rapture? I don't know if we want to go there. Well, do you believe Jesus is coming back? I said, He's already here.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, He's in you. Amen. And He's in me tonight. Then, of course, you know, you got the folks that like to go up to the knees. Now, I don't know about you, but many years ago when I was a young lad, my father told me this story about the flood of 1927. We had protective levees, but they were very small. And the water came over the levee, and so our small community of Henderson, Louisiana, was flooded. And because of the flood, we had all types of intrusions. We had spiders, rats, snakes, and them ugly old alligators. But it didn't stop the water from rising. And we used everything known to human mankind, we use sandbags upon sandbags upon sandbags, but yet the waters continue to rise. May I suggest to you tonight, you have a doctrine that you hold dear to your heart. But I want to tell you, there is only one that is true, and His name is Jesus. And there is only one way to the Father, and it is through Him. There is no other way. Hare Krishna can't get you there. Mohammed can't get you there. Buddha can't get you there. But Jesus will get you there. And if you know Him, you already are sitting in heavenly places. Therefore, get your mind up a little bit higher and think as He does. Because He is, as the banner says, He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. And of course, you know, in church, we're competitive. What company are you from? Ankle. You? Knees. And how about you, Brother Chuck? You loins. Oh, my. Wonderful man. Loins of ministry. Everybody wants to get into the flow. Very simply put, you can't work for it. You can't buy it. But friends, when you have received the dead blow, once and for all, He declared in that scripture that brother read tonight, it's finished. Amen. So, if it's finished, why are we laboring to try to enter into something that He has already prepared for us? Why don't we just step into the water and go all the way into the Holy of Holies and behold Him and let the glory cloud just come and consume us, and He will meet us there, for we will see Him eyeball to eyeball and we will hear Him. You're not going to hear the Pentecostals or the Charismatics or the Cruismatics or the firstborn, no-born, undone, whatever you want to call them. But you'll see Him. And folks, let me tell you, when you see Him and you know who you are, you begin to come out of that knee company. See, knee speaks of praise and worship. Intercession is good. But I am convinced that some folks are so busy talking at God, they never listen to what God is saying. Am I pressing your button yet? We walk around with tape players. But how much time do you sit down and say, Father, good morning. How are you today, sir? I'm reporting for duty. Praise God. And begin to enjoy God. But see, in the knee company, the waters come up another notch. Man, you're learning how to pray in the Holy Ghost. You found out something happened to you at Pentecost. But I declare in your ears tonight, Pentecost is not over, for we have not fulfilled everything God has said. And for us to go from there to Feast of Tabernacles into the Holy of Holies, and God will come and manifest His presence in this place and make His abode in us. And we will be, as Peter said, He have become the tabernacle of God. We don't need to go around convincing folks we're saved. Sister Irma's still praying for me. I got saved last night in what spring was it? Willow Springs, Missouri. Man, I get me a fresh dose of that salvation every day. Get saved. Of course, you know it's nice to stay saved. I'm trying to help somebody here tonight. Folks, if you're saved, you're saved. And now this is good vernacular. If you ain't, you ain't. Praise the Lord! Well, I'm doing good. Just 10 minutes, I've done all that. Now, back to the Scriptures. Hallelujah. Go get me a drink of water. And when the man, verse 3, had the line in his hand, speaks of a time in Israel when there was a dividing line. Amos spoke about that. You can learn all about that. Went forth eastward. He measured, 1,000 cubits. 1,000. A millennium. Maturity. You know, when you plant tomatoes, what do you get? Of course, you can't eat that tomato when it first comes out. It's a little green. But you allow enough time for maturity. And let some of that good old sunshine get to that hole of that tomato. It's pretty juicy. I want you to know, folks, tonight, God wants to love up on you. You're real juicy. and He loves you. You don't have anything to prove. You just have to believe. And step into, come out of and step into what He said about you. I was telling Prophet John today as we were traveling on the road, I said, you know, Brother John, the only thing I want to hear when my time and my due or my course is over, or when I get raptured or ruptured or slip in or slip out, however you want to call it, only thing I want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And I believe with all my heart, when He stands before me, it's not going to be the name of my church, and it's not going to be the way I praise the Lord or lay on my face, because I was well-pleasing unto Him. And I want you to know tonight, you're well-pleasing to God. I want to set some of you free tonight by the Holy Ghost. You're well-pleased. God's well-pleased with you. He loves you. I said, He loves you. He didn't die just for the sake of dying. Folks, Jesus had better things in mind to do. But He came and He died. But thank God, hallelujah, because He died, He rose again, and we came into another dimension. And some folks might call it Pentecostal. I'm so thankful tonight. I pray in tongues. Paul says, more than you all, and I can shikala bahanda, ishila bahora bakaya. Hallelujah to God, and I can praise Him. Amen. Don't have to be shy about it. You know, I just came to. Come on, sing it with me. Praise the Lord. I just came to. Praise the Lord. Now, see the difference between Brother John and me. He's a better preacher than I am. But see what he's got in his mind ain't hit his feet, and that mine had done hit my feet. I'm waiting for it to hit my mind. Oh, what a flow we can have with brethren. Let me give you my card, brother. Let me tell you about my church. I didn't know you had a church. I thought it was his church. Am I helping you back there? Come on, say hallelujah, amen. Amen. But here we are. We're up to our knees now. We just can't run the way we used to when we was in the ankles. Because the water has come up a little bit more. We have gotten ourselves deeper into understanding, greater in knowledge, and we're beginning to see in the Spirit. And folks, let me tell you, we are dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. Let me tell you something today. You don't have to wear a tag as I'm a devil chaser or a God chaser. The devil knows who you are. The problem that trying to solve tonight is finding out, do you know who you are? Way back then, from some of you still love me. Mm-hmm. I've been tempted to try water walking. I said, just tempted. I was just tempted. You know, there's a word declared in the English language that says, consider. I can consider a lot of things. I need some water, Brother Bush. But just because I've considered it doesn't mean I accept it. And once I realize that I'm accepted in the Father, whether I'm ankle deep, knee deep, up to my loins, or it's over my head. Come on. Some of you, it's over your head. The devil's a lie. I'm not going to lose my voice. Sound like three preachers in hell. One guy said, they told me I could backslid. I didn't believe it. And the other guy said, once saved, always saved. The third guy said, it ain't hell, it ain't hot, and I'm not here. Now, sounds like you're in the cruise-o-matic department. I'm meddling now because Dr. Glenn said I didn't have a very long time to preach. And this is my one time, and I'm leaving here Saturday morning. So this is it. You better soak it all up. Said, well, I like the knees all right, but I just wonder, Father, how it would feel if I got up to my waist. Some folks say you feel pretty silly. Well, see, I can still get movable with my knees, up my ankles and my knees. I can still kind of slide. But when I get up to my waist, I'm still pulling. and pushing. And I'm learning about pain and suffering.
Oh, praise God.
Christians don't suffer. I beg to differ with you. The word suffer has many translations, but one of them says, makes allowances. And whatever you're facing tonight, God will make some allowances for you. And if you still have to be pointed to the way of the cross, you haven't understood what Father has already done. And somebody, some other tutor, somebody else needs to come around and take you by the hand and say, bless your heart, this is the way. See, as Catholics, we used to say, this is the way of the cross. And the priest would point us to the way. And there were stations. And we go through all these stations, ritualistically, repeating it. But there'll come a day, you'll hear what the prophet said, and you look at the cross, and you know that you can go beyond that and enter into Him and see health, wealth, good things, and even death. Pain, suffering, trials, tribulations. Sometimes I get the impression we walk around like we're tiptoeing through the tulips. And we don't want to offend anybody. Now, folks, let me tell you something. I used to be a clown. And I used to be the clown of the party. Party hardy. Everybody wanted old Ron at the party. Because I was the clown. And I had a big mouth. But you know what? I found out I could put that thing to use. And I love to make the devil nervous. How many of you are nervous tonight? That means you're not the devil. That was slick, wasn't it? Well, let's go on. Oh, well, up to the loins. And of course, the loins speaks of, Peter said, gird up the loins of your mind. So, what do we have? We have a regenerate mind or an unregenerate mind. We have a mind that's fruitful, full of wisdom, or do we have an unproductive mind? See, what Ezekiel was seeing was a progression. The waters didn't come all the way up over your head. You didn't get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and it was also over your head. It's a progression in God. Because see, if you're in the ankle company, you can't get in the river company just yet. Now you have potential. Hello. You're a candidate. But you start with the ankle, and you get up to the knee, and then you get up to the loins. And may I suggest, when the priest has a thing around his loins, spoke of his hip, which strengthened him. By girding up the loins of our mind, we find strength. We find comfort in the Word of God. We find healing. We find deliverance. We find help. We find prosperity. We find love. We find joy. And we find good old South Louisiana patience. Patience. Let your patience have perfect work. Yes, but Brother Chuck, I want to be river company. Get your knee. Get in the ankles. Get involved with the knee, folks. I'm convinced if you are a turkey tonight, you can't possibly fly with eagles. And the best thing the turkey has going for him, he looks up and says, oh, one day, just one day, God, I will be an eagle. No, you won't. You have to become an eagle. And for some of us, the father of the church that we sit under needs to kick us out of the nest. It's because we found out we got feathers now. And just a little effort, and you put out those wings, and the wind begins to rise, and you can find that you can soar above every problem. But you see, there's another complication here. If you don't learn how to soar, you can only dwell in the dust realm. And that is the habitation of devils. And you can get devils cast out of you till you're blue. And listen, I cast out devils, don't you dare believe.
If you don't believe me, ask Mildred. We're gonna cast some devils out before it's over. And I love Mildred because, man, she's gonna whoop on that devil. Mildred, stand up. I purposely want to do this. Stand up. This is a woman of God. You see, when you get to up to your loins, you'll realize that women have as much anointing as men. My wife then slipped out on me because she has become the pastor of Cornerstone Family Church in Lafayette beginning January 1st. And boy, did we ever stir her up. Horn's nest. My friends, I suppose were my friends, got mad at me because my wife became a pastor. Well, I believe women ought to be seen and not heard. Well, that's what you get for what you believe. I know a lot of women of God. I'd rather them lay hands on me than some of you guys. I hope I'm upsetting you. The Bible says to provoke one another unto love. See, this is not just regular church. This is camp meeting. This is where the rubber meets the road. Ain't that right, Dad?
Right.
Good. See, as long as I have his permission, I can do what I have to do. Well, brother, how do we get to the river? For some folks, you got to push them. And you know, once you form this line behind you, you have come to the place that Brother Chuck talked about of no return. It's sink or swim. My grandpa, in his early years, was a fisherman on the Atchafalaya River. If you've ever, of course, Brother John said, you can't get there from here. If you've ever been to South Louisiana, the Atchafalaya River was a mean river. I mean, these little whirlwinds that form up in the water, you could see 30 and 40 feet down, and here he is holding a little trot line in his pirogue. Now, most of you may not know what a pirogue is, but it's about this narrow and about 10, 12 foot long, and you don't make any sudden moves. And he would pull himself across there. And I said one day, I said, Grandpa, what would happen if you turn loose of that spring? He said, I suppose I'd be floating down the river. But I don't know where I would end up. So we have come to a place, as Ezekiel sees these visions of the waters rising up. Folks, it's time for you to get out of your comfort zone.
Amen.
And get into the flow of God. And don't have to have a deep revelation like Isaiah. He says, behold, I saw the Lord standing high and lifted up. Of course, I might as well throw this in. I first got saved. I wanted to be a prophet, Brother Bush, like Isaiah. And one night, I had me an utterance. And I'm going, and I'm just saying, and the Lord says, son, open your mouth. I said, no. He says, go ahead. I said, no, I'm afraid. He said, I thought you wanted to be like Isaiah. I said, how'd you know that? He said, I know you. And it felt, Brother Chuck, like somebody come from behind me and go, boop, boop. And there we go. I went, thus saith the Lord. And I looked at all these faces like I'm doing now. I'm going, oh, God. I said, I am so deep now, I can't turn around. I said, son, you haven't begun to get deep yet. And some of us have come to this place in God, and we feel like maybe we ought to turn around. I must be in the wrong church. Come on. Am I in the wrong church tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't take another day of this. Probably not. Receive another blow. Ooh. I'm a little bit low. And the water's still rising. God, where are you? Oh, but brother, let me tell you. I confess the Word daily. I say my prayers every morning. And I thank the Lord for keeping me. But here I am. Above my knees, up to my loins, I'm in a need of prayer, and I can't turn around, and I can't go the other way. What do I do now? Get in and swim. It's all right. He loves you. And as Peter could see over the coals of fire, oh, if you could go back in time and see that you and I was the fish Jesus was roasting, and He was thinking about us for a future time that would come, because He said to Peter, He says, I have a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. This is the only word and only time in Scripture that I understand the word peculiar means in 1 Peter that you're possessed by God. You're impregnated. You're full of Him. And so, here you are, trying to break out of this pressure that the water is pressing upon you. And you think the best thing you got for you is to get somebody to throw your lifesaver and get you out of the water. The best thing you got for you is for you to get this water above your head where you can quit thinking like a carnal man and begin to think like the mind of Christ and begin to realize that He is greater than anything that will come against you. And should you sink, God will provide a submarine. David said it this way, if I made my bed in heaven, God would be there. If I made my bed in hell, God will be there. And it came to this conclusion. And this is my closing, first closing and last. There is no place to hide. Get in the water. Man, Billy Bass has more guts than you guys. Put me in the water. Take me to the river. And of course he leaves us with this. Don't worry. Be happy. Stand to your feet. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you are here tonight for the first time as far as this is the first time you've ever laid your eyes on me? Not Brother Andy, you my elder. You can't be the first. All right. All right. Everybody that you've never met me before, those that have never met me, sit down. I mean, met me, sit down. Let me not confuse you. Go ahead and sit down. If you've never met me, stand up. I'm trying to get it straight. Praise the Lord. Would you come to the front? Go and come to the front. We have to do it this way because time is running short. Yes, sir, I sure did. You got that right. My voice was cleared up now. I'm ready to get my second wind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you that are coming up here tonight, you plan to be here for the whole camp? Most of you will be here for the whole camp. How many of you cannot be here tomorrow? 2, 3, 4. Can't be here tomorrow. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Those of you that cannot be here tomorrow, if you'll stand right in front of me. I know we're running out of space, but we'll get it done. Hallelujah. Brother John, if you'll come, brother. Hallelujah. Your name?
Greg.
Father, we thank you for Greg.
Yes.
We thank you for loving him, and we thank you for blessing him tonight and bringing him into this place. Greg, there's going to be great changes in your life. I see God turning you around not once, not twice, but three times. And this is what I hear him saying, son, you have come this far, and even there have been impressions upon your heart that this has been too hard for you. And the Lord wants you to know tonight, son, I love you, and that which I've started, I'm going to complete, saith the Lord. And I'm not going to leave you desolate, saith God. Amen. Brother John.
There you go. God is speaking promotion. Promotion. You're thinking, I don't deserve it. God never does anything for us because of what we deserve. That's what grace is all about. You're about to experience the grace of God turn loose on you in a greater way than you've ever experienced in your life.
Hallelujah.
And with it will come promotion. And you can be assured that it comes from God because you know that you don't deserve it. Amen.
Amen.
Father, I speak into
yes.
my brother. Faith. Faith.
Yes.
Faith in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bruce, right? Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for Bruce. We thank you for loving him. Hallelujah. Bruce, you've crossed through some troubled waters before in your life, and there's been, at times, it seems like more down than there was up. But God said, son, I've always sustained you, and I've always held you by the hand. But now we're going to cross over different areas. I'm going to bring you over some rough terrain,
But know, son, that I'm holding you. And when we get to the other side of the bridge, said the Lord, you won't have to look back and wonder. And because you will know that the Lord has truly sustained you. There's blessings. Blessings, blessings coming. Because the Lord said, you've labored and you've sown much. And now it's time to reap, said the Lord. So blessings are coming to your house in the name of Jesus.
Bruce, you're telling me a while ago that you're trying to get things together. You know, got things scattered all over the place, trying to get them all together. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that urgency. Because you're coming into the most settled time that you've ever experienced in your life. You've just gone from one thing to another. Well, of course, I know that by having known you. But if I hadn't known you before, I'd still know that. But in this time that's ahead of you, you're going to find yourself settled. Settled. And the things of God settled in you. Amen? Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, I thank you. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you. The
light on? Got a little light on there. I can't hear it.
Give me some volume.
Praise God. God.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Go ahead.
There are some things that you have prayed for years, that are going to come to pass in this season that's ahead of you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your name?
Bonnie.
Bonnie. Hallelujah. Bonnie, you have a heart of compassion. And God said that you've been misunderstood in times past. And you've stood up for Him and most have come against you. But the Lord said, daughter, I'm raising you up. I'm going to cause you to be stronger than you've ever been. There's a great inner strength, inner ability that's coming. And God says He's anointed you. Even to speak His word. And so don't think because you're a woman, you can't speak on God's behalf. Because He already sees you preaching the gospel. So all you have to do is believe it and do it, said the Lord. I put my word in you. And it'll not fall to the ground and die. But when you open your mouth, I'll do my part and I'll fill your mouth, said the Lord. That I will do, said God. Amen.
God. Hallelujah. What is the first name again?
Bonnie.
Bonnie. There's a healing taking place in your body right now. I've never seen one of these. But if I ever do, I know what I'm seeing. It's a valve. And you know, here again, I've never seen it, but I know it goes like this. But yours is not closing, has not been closing as properly as it should. And that's the reason for the problem in breathing.
Hallelujah.
But you're going to find that because that thing is fixed, God's healed it. And so it's going to be closing properly, and then you're going to have then more strength from your heart, and your breathing is going to come easier and more sustained. You know, if you started right now to release the anointing that God is putting in you for the Word, you'd have a difficult time getting through, you know, a whole sermon. But not in the future.
Praise God.
God's touched you.
Thank you.
God's touched you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Father, we pray for Bonnie. We thank you for healing and making her whole. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Your name?
Please turn the tape over for side two. Thank you.
Okay. Father, I thank you for my sister. Oh, God. I thank you for loving her. The Lord is going to deliver you from great oppression. You've been, under a heavy load to the point where you've hurt so bad that you've suppressed it. And God says, daughter, tonight I loose you. And I set you free. And the oppression has to go. Said the Lord, I have a physical ailment that you've cried out to me and cried out to me. But your time has come. I'm touching you and I'm making you whole. So as you walk out of this place tonight, know for surely you're free and you've been delivered and you've made whole. You've been troubled to a point where family has really weighed on you. But God is saying, they belong to me. And as you bring them before me, know that I'm taking care of it. And so, daughter, don't come under the load. Cast all those cares upon me, because I care for you, said the Lord. Amen.
Words spoken to you when you were 4 and 5 and 6 years old have affected your self-image. Those words did not come from the mind or the heart of God, but you had no way of knowing. Mm-hmm. But God says, I want to tell you that I see you much differently than you have learned to see yourself because of those words that were spoken to you. And He's purposing to change your self-image. You have a great deal more strength than you think you have. We're not talking about physical strength. We're talking about that inner person. You also have a great deal more understanding and wisdom than you think you have. And God wants you to see yourself as strong and as wise in Him. Amen. And then you'll begin to release what God has put within you. Amen. He wants to change your image, your self-image. He wants you to see yourself as He sees you. Now, you may have to do an exercise of going back in your mind to those years and denying those things that were said to you because they did not come from God. And they molded your self-image and so that it is not at all what God wants you to see. When you see yourself, allow God to change that image so that you can be what He wants you to be. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Bless you.
Donald.
Right. Father, thank you for Donald. Thank you for loving him and bringing him here tonight. Donald, God said you're a man of integrity. Man of wisdom. And you have great ability and great strength. But you have not always used that ability. You've always felt like, well, somebody else is better than me or speaks more eloquent than I do. I just don't know if I can handle this or say this. Or I should say this. God said, son, begin to say what I've given you. And begin to speak into your life and the life of others. God said you have been given the ability to speak with the prophetic utterance. But you've said, God, not me. You don't know who I am. God says, I know very well who you are. Because I created you. And I'll use you.
Yes.
But you'll have to put one foot in front of the other and trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And believe that I will say what I said I'd say if you'll open your mouth and begin to speak my words, saith the Lord.
There's much to be fulfilled that God has spoken into you, and you've looked at time and you felt, well, there's not much time left. But God is saying, Donald, I have plenty of time, therefore, so do you. I have plenty of time, therefore, so do you. There'll be enough time to fulfill this purpose that I've spoken into you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a praise offering. That's all you folks that can't be here tomorrow, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hello, preacher.
Hey, Mac.
Your first name?
Mac.
Mac. Hallelujah. You know, Mac, you're a pretty broad fella. God says your heart is as big as your outward structure. You're very sensitive. But in your time past, you didn't show much sensitiveness because man has spoken to you and says, well, you know, that's for women to do. God said, son, I'm very sensitive when it comes to you. And therefore, I've made you sensitive because you created my image. You're going to travel some distance. Traveling is in your making. I see you going up and down mountains, flat land. God said he's going to use you because he's made you an encourager and an exhorter. And therefore, you begin to believe what he said about you, and you begin to do it. And not to be concerned about people's opinions concerning you. God said he made you sensitive, and he likes you just the way he made you. Amen. Brother John?
You have a very giving heart. But you've never been satisfied with giving because you felt there's never enough. But God says, son, I'm going to prosper you so that there will be plenty to give, so that this desire will be satisfied. You've told the Lord, Lord, I don't want things. And the Lord said, I know your heart. But on the other hand, you're never satisfied with what you have to give. So I'm going to give you things so that you'll have to give and satisfy your heart.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
This is your wife. And your name?
Scotty.
Scotty, praise the Lord. Can you step out here just a minute? Hallelujah. Scotty, you've waited a long time. And I see you in the spirit just crying at the altar and just, oh God. How many times have you said, oh God, when? God says, daughter, now. Now, I'm working. And all the things that you imagine and thought and sometimes wished, says, I'm doing it right before your eyes. And now you can go down the road with your husband and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Say it to the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sandy, mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for Sandy.
Yes.
Thank you for loving her and being with her tonight.
Yes.
And helping her. Sandy, the Lord said, you've built some walls, but he's going to tear them down. Because those walls are hindering you. And He knows your heart, He knows your love, and He knows that you want to get closer to Him. But to know that when you build a wall, then it becomes your hindrance. Now, should the Lord build a wall, there would be a purpose for that wall to protect you. And because this wall has come up, it has caused you to get into areas of your life where you've doubted and been in a little bit of unbelief. But the Lord says, because He knows you, He's going to destroy those walls. And there's going to be a new beginning. We're starting from scratch, but we're starting fresh. And you've desired to get into the flow. And He says, daughter, hold on. Flow is coming. And there's going to be a flow, an empowering of the Holy Ghost like you've never had. And you even thought and laughed and says, well, these Pentecostals are about the funniest people I've ever seen because they even jerk and dance around. The Lord says, you'll jerk. And you're going to dance. Because He has to break away the mindset that's been formed and develop a new one. Just because He loves you.
Amen. I don't know what you do, but I do know that God has put it in your heart. You have the heart of a teacher. There's been a great deal of frustration in that respect. But there's going to be a great release in many ways. Not just what we would consider to be orthodox and usual sort of ways. God is going to release you as a teacher. A teacher sent from God. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Shirley.
Shirley, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Huh? Hallelujah. That's a good name. I always like that little saying in the Bible, Shirley. Shirley, goodness and mercy. Truly, the Lord would say today, goodness and mercy has followed thee, said the Lord. But I bring you into a path of life that you have not walked in. And you have said in your heart, well, Lord, I'm almost past that age. God says, daughter, we're just beginning. And I'm bringing you to a new understanding. There's going to be a new birthing in you and a new comprehension of who the Lord really is. Really, the Lord says, you can handle this. He's going to remove the religious Jesus that you had and bring you He that looks with eyes of compassion and will begin to speak to you in dreams and in visions like never before.
Glory.
You've had quite a few dreams, but you've not understood them. But God is going to bring understanding. Because He said, in dreams and in visions, He will speak to you, saith the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. They're certainly not children. You call them the kids. But it's not well with them. And you've asked the Lord to move. It seems that the more you pray, the worse circumstances get. But I do want you to know that God hears your prayers and His response is yea and amen. It will be well with the kids.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
David.
She belongs to you.
She's my.
She a good cook?
Yeah, she's a pretty good cook.
Praise the Lord.
She's a pretty good
you make
she's
chocolate pies? She makes chocolate pies?
Yeah, chocolate pies. Make chocolate pies. Yeah,
that's my favorite pie. Didn't God
you
tell you that?
You come, we'll have a chocolate pie for you.
Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for my brother. Thank you for his love. Brother, you have great enthusiasm, great desires, and great compassion. You've even felt the time in your life where your life was far spent. The Lord said, "Son, I'm going to extend your years."
Oh, praise God.
Because what I've begun in you, I'm going to complete it.
Oh, thank you.
There's been quite a few fiery darts fired in your department. And, of course, at times it felt like it would even overtake you. And the Lord says, "You've always stood your ground." And because you have a Davidic anointing, you've sung, you've cried out to God, and you've overcome the devil. And so you've established a testimony. And so the Lord is saying, "Now I will bring you to another level." As we spoke of the water tonight, there's going to be another level. Another level of understanding and anointing. A newness and a freshness is coming your way, said the Lord.
Amen. In spite of many false testimonies that have been spoken concerning you, you are still perceived and seen as a man of integrity. And for that reason, you have great authority and favor. Others look upon you, and here again, in spite of many things that have been said about you that were not truth, yet they look upon you and see a man of integrity, a man of honesty, and therefore your witness is very effective in the day that is to come. There's going to be a great harvest. And that harvest will reach into those who have not really really had a great deal of experience with personal integrity. And they'll come to you and say, "Well, how do we get it right? How do we walk right?" And you'll be able to tell them. And they'll receive it because of the way they see you. They'll say, "You know what? This man tells me I can rely upon because he's a man of integrity."
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, my brother.
Hallelujah. Robert. Praise the Lord. Father, hallelujah. Thank you for Robert. Brother John, come on, minister to
him.
You go ahead and minister to him.
Robert, you're a man who's always wanted something to do. You've been very gifted with your hands, with your mind, but you've not really been a person who a scholarly person, one who could really search out the deep things of God in words as you've heard others express, and you've been somewhat self-critical at times for that reason. But God just wants to remind you that you're what He made you to be. If He'd wanted a scholar, He'd have made a scholar.
Amen.
He didn't make a scholar. He made a man that loved to use his hands, loved to have something to do. And what you've had to do, you've just done it with all your strength, with all your mind. And so God is just simply saying, "You've served me well. You've served me well. You didn't have to be a scholar to serve me well. Just whatever your hand found to do, just do it as you've done it, with your heart, with your strength. And you've done well."
Amen. Robert, it's all right just to be you. You don't have to be anybody else. And you don't have to please man. All you have to do is please God. And so, for your sake and for your future success, quit sweeping it under the rug. When it comes, deal with it, overcome it, and go on. God said, "You have the goods, and you can do it." Said the Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Bonnie.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for Bonnie. We thank you for loving her and being in her, in Jesus' name. Bonnie, there's been a lot of brush fire in your life, a time or two. And, of course, the Lord says it's been pretty heated. You've been burnt. And because you've been burnt, not understood what has happened, your heart had grown a little callous in some areas. But God says, tonight, I'm removing the calluses. And I'm setting you free. And I'm going to build a real peace and understanding in you. Because my peace surpasseth all understanding. And you will look at yourself with a different view. And therefore, you'll be able to see God with a different perspective. Because He loves you. And He wants you to know that He is going to remove those things and set you free, said the Lord. Amen.
You have been called to be a voice of comfort, a voice of encouragement. Because of the attacks against you, you haven't felt comforted, and you haven't felt encouraged. But God is going to cause you to experience the comfort of His Holy Spirit in a very special way. God is going to encourage you at this time in your life. And you're going to find in the days ahead that again you are the voice of comfort and the voice of encouragement that God called you to be.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother? Randy? Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for Randy. I thank you for loving him. Randy, there's going to be an extension of what you're doing, but first there's going to be a stretching. God said He can trust you. And because He can trust you, He's going to stretch you as far as He can. Because He knows you'll be found faithful just like Abraham was faithful. And you will be one that will teach it to your children. And therefore your children will teach it to their children. Because He has sought you. And He's tried you. And you've been found faithful. And this is what I believe God is saying. He will stretch you, but He will extend you. Says the Lord.
Amen. You have a lot of personal ability. And you've gone as far as you can go with that personal ability. But there's a power in God called anointing that's going to carry you on. Amen. From this day. There's going to be a special anointing that will take you where you had to leave off because you got to the end of your ability and carry you on to the completion of God's purpose in your life.
Hallelujah. God bless you, man. Where are you from? Mm-hmm. Omaha. Mm-hmm. I was looking at your feet, and God said, corn. You planted that in Nebraska, don't they? God said, word. God said He's raising you up to be a word person. You have an ability to look into the Word of God and see things. But on the other side of that, you have been hindered somewhat because you know there's more, but you've not been able to see it. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to open your eyes, your spiritual eyes, and let you see for a time and a season. And then we will speak again. And another man will come and give you a further word. And that word I want you to listen to. But to know for assuredly, my words are conditional. I will let you see for a time and a season those things that you've desired. And I will show you what's to come, said the Lord.
You told me earlier how circumstances had set you free to go looking. Those same circumstances have set you free to go carrying that which you have found to others. I spoke to someone a while ago about having the heart of a teacher. Well, in a little different way, you have that same heart to get knowledge of a special kind and to impart that knowledge to others in a special way is the joy of your life. And so the greatest time of your life is just ahead of you. The greatest day in your life is ahead of you. Amen. I mean, the times past, have some of them have been good, some of them have been tough, and some of them have been rather indifferent. But the greatest day of your life is ahead of you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Are you folks together? All of you? You're from Omaha, too.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And your name?
Marilyn.
Father, thank you for Marilyn. Thank you for faith and knowledge and wisdom. Marilyn, you have had some real unique experiences with God. I see tumbleweeds, and I just see them rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling, and the dust is really, really kicking up. I've seen you in a time where God was really moving in you, but then confusion set in. And the enemy tried to damage you and cause you to doubt what God has said. But God is saying tonight, you hear Him very clearly. And the dust has been removed, and the tumbleweeds of old are over. This is the day of new beginnings for you. And not to look at the old man, but to look at the new man that's in Christ. Because He sees you new and He sees you whole. And He has given you abilities and talents. And because you believe, you can go forth and do what He said for you to do, saith the Lord.
Marilyn, there's something that God wants you to understand. Everything that He speaks into you is conditional. When I was in the Army, I was a sergeant. I had a certain authority. That authority had to do with the fact that I had over me lieutenant, captains, colonels, generals, and ultimately the President of the United States. All of that had to do with the authority that I had. And all that authority that I had came from this chain of command. In other words, I had authority because I was under authority, submitted to authority. And this is what God is telling you. I want you to bring your anointing under authority. And then under authority, it will be released. Mm-hmm. You have a great anointing for healing. That will be released under authority. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, man. You're a team? Hallelujah. Your name, sir?
Wayne and Marlis.
Morning. Father, I thank you for Wayne. Thank you for his wife. I thank you, Lord, for using them. Hallelujah. Great, great flames burning the chaff off the wheat. You've come to this place, but it hasn't been easy. You've fought for every inch, every square mile. God is burning off those things that have so easily beset you. And you felt at times when the fires were too hot. So God said, I pulled back. But now when we reunite, I'm going to cleanse and purge and purify. Because you have a heart after God, but you felt somewhat inadequate in your soul. God said, son, get in my word. Dig a little deeper. Search a little harder. And understand that I love you just the way you are. You may see a lot of imperfections about yourself, but God says, I see you perfect, holy, and unblameable. And I love you. And I've called you. God said He's called you at a very young age. But you've managed to slip here and there and yonder because you felt so inadequate. God said, son, I haven't changed my mind concerning you. I still have the same thoughts and same desires. And if you let me, I'll use you, said the Lord. And your name again?
Marlis. Marlis?
Marlis. Father, I thank you for Marlis. Great knowledge and great skills. You have an ability to just take something from nothing and gather it all together and make it look like a prize. God says, I've given you the desires to make things pretty and to really dress them up. But there's been some times in your life when you haven't felt so pretty, but God says, daughter, you are in my eyes and that I love you. And the things concerning your family, God said, He's working. And all the prayers, they'll not return unto me void. Not one word, not one jot, not one tittle, not one tear has been forgotten. And I want you to know, saith the Lord, you're going to see some real dramatic changes in your family because you've prayed, you and your husband, and you've stood, and therefore God said, I'm going to bring it to pass. So daughter, don't doubt. Don't let the enemy steal from you anymore. But look up and know that your redemption draweth nigh. And I've heard you. And I've seen the tears. But now, joy comes in the morning. It's a time for rejoicing. Time for rejoicing, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brother John?
God has used you in times past to be a harvester. Not in your own opinion in a great way, but nevertheless, He has used you in that way. But not as He will. It's going to be a greater harvest that comes through the anointing that He's putting within you. Now, we're all called to be harvesters, but there are some of us anointed in that particular area. And you're going to find that you have a great anointing in that area.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Benita.
Benita? Let me hold your hand, Benita. Father, thank you for Benita. Thank you for loving her and bringing her here tonight. Benita, I hear bells, 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 bells. Bells from the past that were not so good. Mm-hmm. Bells in the present that could use some improvement. But bells are ringing, saith the Lord, on your behalf. And heaven is rejoicing. Because better days are ahead for you. God said, I've looked at the things of old, and I look at you now. And I see what you can't quite see just yet. But I'm going to open the eyes of your understanding. And I'm going to pour in you a love like you've never had before. And you're going to rejoice. And you're going to dance. And you're going to be glad that your God has delivered you. There's a person in your life that you've really been troubled over. Been bad bells. And not so good bells. But God said,
It's going to be good bells. And it's going to get better and better and better. God said, daughter, know that I have put my hand where you couldn't put your hand. And I've touched a life which you couldn't touch. And I'm bringing that person around. And you'll sing and you'll praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the bells will
Thank
ring.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Benita, when I say home, you have a certain image that comes. It's a dream, you think. Really, it's a vision. It doesn't just come out of your imagination, doesn't just come out of your hopes.
No.
It's a vision that God has given you, and you will see a manifestation of home just as it is in your vision. Now, you've never seen that before, but you will. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, we broke in the camp. Well, you've seen me before. You're going to be here the rest of the week.
Okay.
Amen? When I believe that we'll be able to minister to you, if you don't mind, before the end of the week. Okay? It's getting late, and we're going to have to close the meeting. But you'll be back tomorrow night, won't you? Praise the Lord. If nobody prophesies to you, I believe God will give me word for you. I believe that with all my heart. Praise the Lord. You've been blessed? Hallelujah. Told you Brother John was a man of God. Not bad for hillbilly, isn't he?
Especially in Missouri.
Missouri hillbilly. Believe me, we've been there last night. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Folks, God's good and He's doing some great things. I know we could keep on going with this flow, but we have to prefer the house and the priest of the house, and some of you folks got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. We're not privileged as some of us guys that don't get up at 6 o'clock, but praise God, we're thankful that you'll be here in the morning, some of you at the prayer time. And come expecting. God is moving and doing some wonderful things. As always, it's been a joy to be with you again, but I'm no longer a raging Cajun. I'm raising. I'm a raising Cajun. Raising a standard for God. Amen. We're like the raisin grape that's, you know, from California. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We love you. But you want me to dismiss? Father, we thank you for this day and this time and this hour that we're in. And we're so grateful that you have touched the lives of your people tonight. We thank you, Father, that you've used us as instruments, a mouthpiece, and we humble ourselves before you, and we thank you for the gift of the prophet, and we give you praise in everything that you're doing. We ask that you grant a peaceful and a restful night's sleep to all the people. And Father, we come tomorrow morning with great expectations in our hearts. We thank you to bless the ministers that will minister tomorrow. We thank you for the anointing that will annihilate every yoke. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you in the morning.
For truly said the Lord, I open the heavens tonight. Yea, said the Lord, I bring unto thee a freshness, saith God. Yea, thou hast known for a long time, and thou hast surely said, even in thy heart, Lord, when will this refreshing come? For I say to you this night, I open the heavens. It is open unto thee. Walk ye in, saith the Lord. Yeah. Be not dismayed, be not troubled. Yeah. Yea, it is not what you think you ought to do, saith the Lord. For truly I have said in my word, I have called you holy. I have called you peculiar, saith the Lord. Walk thee in it, saith the Lord, and truly thou shalt know. And yea, even as I begin to enjoy the refreshing, saith the Lord, truly a fire shall come.
come and purify thee, saith God, and thou shalt know, and thou shalt stand high upon with me, saith the Lord, for I shall bring thee until the lofty place, and thou shalt know in thy heart of a surety, thou truly art mine. I have laid thee in the palm of my hand, saith the Lord, and truly the evil one shall not pluck thee out, for I protect thee and I preserve thee, for truly thou art my people, a people chosen, saith the Lord, after my own heart, saith God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.